The Western Downs Regional Council has made a very tough decision to proceed with a planned, controlled and respectful closure, as they've called it, of the Tarcoola Residential Aged Care Facility at Tara. Tarcoola has been experiencing unacceptably low clinical staffing levels over an extended period of time. Now, based on clinical and legal advice, the Western Downs Council has been forced to proceed with a closure. It will happen in a staged manner and the facility will continue to operate until every resident has been relocated to alternative accommodation. The Western Downs Regional Council has been working hard to try to recruit the staff needed, but it hasn't been able to fill key positions, as you've heard here on ABC Southern Queensland a week or so ago. The Mayor of the Western Downs, Paul McVeigh, is on the phone. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Belinda, and a very chilly morning.
I understand that councillors are heartbroken.
Look, Belinda, yesterday was probably one of the toughest days in my council career, and I know for our more experienced and longer-serving councillors, very, very hard decision to make. But as you just mentioned, the critical staffing shortages that we are experiencing, especially at Tarcoola, has made it that we just have to make this decision, and very hard decision to make. But it was the unanimous decision of council to move forward with the, as you just said, the planned, controlled and very respectful closure of the Tarcoola Residential Aged Care Facility at Tara.
So this is the Tara one, but I know that there is concern for the Miles one as well.
Yeah, at this stage, Carinya, which is our Miles facility, is the staffing levels there are fine. But it's critical, and we'll be monitoring the staffing levels there. And it's, as we've spoken over many a time, that it is critical that, yeah, we need to be able to give the best care to our residents and also for the safety of our staff. And with the levels of staffing shortages that we are experiencing, it's not just the Western Downs. This is an aged care critical situation for both the aged care and the health services right across Queensland, and the need to get more nurses is so challenging, and we've been unable, and we've worked very closely with both state and federal governments to try and fill these gaps that we're experiencing, but we've just been unable to achieve that, Belinda.
How many residents are in that Tara facility?
At this stage at the moment, we've got 33 beds in the Tara facility, Tarcoola facility there. At this stage, obviously council, since we've made this decision a while back, haven't been filling any more permanent beds. So we've got 27 beds that are filled, 3 respirates and 24 permanent residents there at the moment.
And how are you going to move them? I mean, I assume some of them will not even be able to find beds in the Western Downs.
Yeah, and Belinda, that's why this is going to be a staged operation that we'll be going through. And the first thing we, council, have done is engaged an experienced transition management consultant, and we will be working through that party and working with the individual residents and their family to be able to try and find positions in the beds that will be as close as possible to the families and that can give that critical care, the care that's needed for our ageing population. And I say all the time, ever since I've been mayor, that we want our community to age in place. But when we can't give that absolute care and that guarantee of absolute care to our residents, we've been forced into this situation. So we'll be doing a lot of work over the next 3 to 4 months to make sure that our residents are relocated to beds, that our families, that our supporting families can visit them as regularly as possible. But the situation is critical at the Tarcoola facility.
Yeah, it's a real shame. How has the reaction been? What's the reaction been from residents and staff in that community so far? I know the decision was made yesterday, but I assume that it would be whipping around the Tara community right about now. Obviously, people are listening, but staff were told yesterday afternoon.
Absolutely, Belinda, and I appreciate that this, as I said at the start, is probably the toughest decision councils have had to make. Our community will be extremely disappointed. The Tarcoola facility especially has been operating since, I think it's about 1995, 97, and has been a great asset to that community. But when we can't give that critical care, this tough decision has been made. I spoke with the president of the Tara Futures Group yesterday afternoon after the decision was made. I've been speaking to a lot of people. Our CEO and our general manager has been talking to our staff, and well, everyone will be disappointed with the news. But, Linda, can I say, council has been working on this since I first became mayor in 2016. We've been trying to progress the opportunity for a service provider to be able to come into this space and fill what council is trying to achieve and get that economy of scale, I suppose, as well. But we've been unable to be able to find that right business to come in and maintain these facilities.
So what's the next stage?
The next stage is obviously the start to the engagement of this experienced transition management consultant. We'll start working with our residents to relocate them to suitable positions. And one of the challenges, excuse me, Belinda, is right across our region is the lack of beds. And if you even look at the Tara Hospital, I think at the moment there's 10 beds are vacant in the hospital, but you know they don't have the clinical staff, the nursing staff that actually could open those beds as well. So there is an issue right around our area and further abroad that we need to be looking at where we can relocate these people. I've spoken to our local members and they've actually offered some support in this area as well. So we'll be doing certainly looking at where we can work with our community and our residents and their families to find the best possible outcomes for it.
Of course, we'll stay in touch. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Belinda. It's sad news to be able to present to our community, but it was a decision that council had to make. And we were forced into that position both on advice of that, giving good clinical care and legal advice that unfortunately we've been forced into the position to close Tarcoola.
So Tarcoola Residential Aged Care Facility at Tara will now close. The Western Downs Regional Council made the decision yesterday. Staff were told late yesterday afternoon simply because they could not get enough staff to run that facility. It's been run at what council describes as unacceptably low clinical staffing levels over an extended period of time.